Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Roll the rap with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a ghost. Look, hey yo. Something happened to me, something.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio for July the 16th, 2015. Your host with the most, Wayne Benitez. How's it going out there, ladies and gentlemen? And introduce the special guest host, Hella Fly. Guess we're having technical difficulties right now. I guess she'll be on later. It's just been an interesting week in the wrestling world scene. Raw ratings continue to plunge with a 2.5 rating on a non-holiday for the last, since 17 years ago, since 97. And the Divas segment was more interested since the you have Sasha Banks, Charlotte, and that was from NXT to show up on Raw to the line.
Hello.
Hello, Hella Fine.
Hey, sorry about that. I was actually in my car, and yeah, my Bluetooth wasn't really connected well. So yeah, and I'm sorry how I'm speaking right now. I just have a sore throat. I'm trying to get over right now.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, yeah. I'm just finally battling the summer cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hell.
Excuse me.
Yeah, it's kind of hell. Yeah, summer colds are having in the summertime.
Yeah. Oh, tell me about it. I live here in South Texas, and the summer colds and my allergies and the rain and the plants growing like crazy. It's killer.
Yeah. Wow. He's saying, we keep losing the signal. I wish we were talking about the WWE Divas segment with Stephanie McMahon setting it up. And the only thing I disagree with it was when she was talking about 40 years, not 40 years, about women in sports. She said the soccer team, women's soccer team, women's tennis, and UFC. But really, when the soccer was hot about 10 or 15 years ago, that's already in existence. And tennis, women's tennis has been dominating since 40 years with the Billie Jean Kings and Martina Navratilovas, and which she's out of touch with. She got the UFC right with Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate, so he should have added on that it's going to be possibly a new president, woman's president, in a couple years, Hillary Clinton. But she wouldn't announce that since they are Republicans, the WWE. Mm-hmm. Vince, Linda, yeah. I'm not sure about Paul Levesque. He's probably independent, so he's on there. I guess he's on there, Republican also. Yeah, here she is.
Sorry about that. My network got disconnected.
Yeah. Those Bluetooth.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass.
Right. And how long you been refereeing for the NWA Revolution?
For the NWA, I would say for a couple of years already. Well, there was an unfortunate situation that happened last year, last January, so I'm no longer with them. But I am, I do get invited up to Houston and to Austin and to San Antonio also. So, yeah, it's been fun. I've been trying to make my way up there.
Right. You definitely did have a couple matches also.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not going to lie, I do miss wrestling. When I turned to a referee, to a wrestler, I got to say, it was probably one of my funnest moments. Instead of just a ref always having to be straightforward and be neutral with everyone, as a wrestler, I could I got to display a persona, a character. It was really fun, and I loved it so much.
Right. And you're familiar with Kat Green also?
Yes, I'm familiar with her. Her and I, we've had a match or two here and there. So. And she's a good wrestler.
Awesome.
I do wish her all the best. You know, I do think she can make it up there to becoming a more professional, and hopefully she'll start traveling more and more once she starts getting more experience in her wrestling career.
Mm-hmm. Right. And she, there have been comparisons of her to AJ Lee and looks, so. Yeah, when she was a guest on the show a year ago. And what you think of the Monday Night Raw segment of the Divas?
Oh, I didn't get to watch it, but I heard great reviews about it, especially from the guys. I saw bits and pieces of it. But yeah, it looked pretty cool. It looked like better than any other Divas match I have seen, just by the bits and pieces that I saw.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, but the only thing is, right. I think Stephanie kind of like overpowered the segment.
Yeah, but like I really hope Raw is getting out of the whole PG thing that they're going on right now. And hopefully, they could go back to their older years, and like with Triple H and and Shawn Michaels and all that, and the DX era.
Right, yeah, but they keep continuing to be this clean company, squeaky clean company. And I think what killed it was the Chris Benoit thing, situation. That's what killed
the unfortunate event.
Right. And they already have been with the toy company Mattel Toys, and they don't want to see no blood on action figures or any profanity.
To me, I think they're just overreacting, because
right.
The parents now, they're just trying to shield their children from any bit of violence. To me, it's nonsense, because, you know, when we were kids, you know, we saw violence all the time, you know, especially in cartoons, you
right.
know, and regroup, okay?
Right.
And to me,
is
like,
even in the
your parents not. Excuse
right.
me?
Right. You can go right ahead.
Yeah, it's like, to me, everyone is just overreacting on everything. And to me, like, wrestling is wrestling. They shouldn't really, like, no matter what, it's going to be violence anyways, you know? You know, like a forearm
right.
or a drop kick. You know, that's already violence. You know, why try to shield your children from that? You know, if someone bleeds, you know, they bleed. You can't really help it. But
right.
I guess.
But I really think that I think WWE had the Parent Television Council when they was real hot, was trying to censor WWE 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that they don't do it anymore now since they have less viewers.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And I believe that they actually out of touch, though, with today's society, that violence is actually everywhere in neighborhoods. You see it on the news. What do wrestling have to do with anyone being murdered?
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's worse things in the world right now than just wrestling. Yeah. But
right.
It is what it is. You know, it's television, and the company has the ultimate say so, sadly.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's very different than Lucha Underground, definitely. Way different. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Lucha Underground is pretty cool. I've been actually trying to keep up with it lately. But it's just kind of hard to find the time.
Right. It's so amazing they have even women taking on the men, even with their reality drama soap opera, with their storylines that follow one after another, and it's like every talent on the show is over. They put 20 or 30 people over on the show, make them feel important.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. And what you think of John Cena's new segment of the U.S. title defendant every week? Some more technical difficulties for Wrestling Inspector, and she's back on.
I am so sorry about that. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on with my phone. I disconnected the Bluetooth, but I guess it's just my company that I'm with.
Right. Wow. they must don't like you today and the night.
Yeah, this is the first time like I've gotten disconnected so many times before. Oh, well.
What you think of John Cena's invitational U.S. Segment on Raw?
Like I said, I didn't get to watch Raw this past Monday. I feel so bad.
Yeah. It wasn't enough really important to watch. I think that was the Divas segment was the best one. Yeah, surprising.
Well, that's good that the Divas finally got, like, the main topic of the night.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that I just hope they don't tone down Charlotte or Sasha Banks matches on the Raw roster with the Bellas or anything.
I really hope they start to start giving the Divas more of a push than what they have in the past. Because there are really good female wrestlers out there, but it's just WWE hasn't really given them the credit that they deserve.
Right. And they coming in, they more experienced than the women that's already on the Raw roster, like the Bellas or Alicia Fox. They more experienced. That can go maybe 15 or 20 minutes. You know?
Mhm. And to me, the Bellas and the other females that have already been there, to me, like, they're just models that were taught to wrestle.
Right.
Just enough so they could get by.
Right. And one of them both marry Cena, and then you have Vince McMahon also liking the Bella since they've been there since day one. And he really wants Nikki to break the Divas title, hold the title a little bit longer to break AJ's record holder.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
To me, I think, I don't know, Nikki shouldn't have that title for that long.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
she needs to have, like, an epic match, you know, to actually keep
right.
the title.
Yeah. Then I still think they still promoting the reality show, the Divas, by using the...
Oh, wow. I've only seen one episode of the reality TV, and that was it. I just kind of lost interest when they tried to start, like, tying in everything together. I'm like, no, that's not good. That's not helping.
Right. I really think they need to bring back the women's title division, and definitely bring that back to into the on main television.
Oh yeah, they need to revamp the women's division, and what it looks like is that they're trying to. They're gonna, yeah, like they're just trying to push the women more now.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So at least it's sooner than later, so.
Right. And then on top of that, they bring in non-experienced more women in from possibly Tough Enough or the Diva Search this year.
Yeah. It's a good thing that they're bringing in new faces. It's never
right.
a bad thing, because you never know. Like, you might just...
I think Vince need to realize that it's not for the eye candy. They want to see serious work from the women.
Oh yeah, and like it's like the same thing with the guys. You know, they're bringing in wrestlers that have already had experience. They might not have the physique, but
right.
they know how to wrestle. You know, and that's why I'm getting excited about. You know, they're bringing in these male wrestlers. They might not look handsome compared to these other guys, you know, but they know how to wrestle. They know the technique. And the same thing with
right.
the women that they're starting to bring in, too.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to start watching Raw now because of that.
Right.
Hmm.
And, I just hope they really do something with Charlotte. Charlotte, that she's not a diva. She's a second generation wrestler, and they just can't tone her down in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And that she could be the Ronda Rousey of the division.
That would be pretty cool. Because we need someone like that. We need someone who has that presence. It's like, yeah, I'm a badass. You know, I could take on anyone.
Definitely. Even with Sasha Banks, she's been all over the indie scene and in the Northeast, and now she's showing her display on NXT, and hopefully they do something with her and on the Raw roster also with longer matches.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think they deserve the main event spot still.
Yeah, to me, what I would really like to see in the women's division is a core match or an Ironman match.
Right.
yeah, it sounds far-fetched, especially for women, but it'll still be pretty cool to see how long they would last.
Right. and I've seen all these other women companies like WSU or Shimmer. They can go 30 or 90 minutes in the ring. We've seen that with Mercedes Martinez and Alexa. They had the longest women's match ever 3 years ago. That was actually an Iron Women's match. We're having technical problems again, wrestling fans. The phone company must be an anti to pro wrestling. Could have been Donald Trump. What a jerk. Donald Trump is a jerk, ladies and gentlemen. Get into other news like Impact Wrestling. They are still trying to get a TV deal done, in which they hopefully they need it to survive. They still believe the international television deal, but how will U.S. viewers still see Impact when it's not on the air at the end of September? And that's impossible right there to survive a company like that. Doesn't work. It worked it 10 years ago, but now it's a different ball game. Just really hope that TNA around, definitely. No one doesn't lose their jobs or anything. And definitely Global Force Wrestling has been trying to get a TV deal, definitely. And order for that, that can definitely work with Toby Keith. The only way he'll finance the company, get involved, if they get a TV deal. But I think the net, he can pitch one to Country Music Television or even WGN, since he has the name value in the television world. That will secure them a TV deal. And right now, it's up in the air with Lucha Underground. They're trying to get the deal done with Televisa code that will help them finance the company even more for the second season coming up. And definitely Lunavision right there. They need that also. They can be possibly the number two company out there, ahead of more viewers than Impact and Ring of Honor. They'll be a solid number two, and they can, it'll be competition with them and Raw, definitely. This will probably motivate Vince McMahon to do much better. Let's hope this deal happens. We want to see more wrestling out there. We don't want to see no wrestling company on the sidelines hurting. We just need them to keep going, to bring him, have more people, more jobs to do, and a better alternative, which Raw has been slacking. And let's go to a break right now, and we'll be right back.
Watch out now.
Yeah.
Songs on, I gotta get my bruh on some thoughts on. All the three buckets on, mama, we getting on those off the bus.
You getting jelly,
pulling on hoes off the look.
You getting jelly,
you won't hate me, cause your wifey wants an autograph. I'm looking in her eyes, I can see she wants more than that. When I see fat asses, I make fat passes like quarterback. Beat nuts and all of that.
Your shit for the whack.
Don't think I'm dead, I have you fooling with my cheddar. Hard rock ever since junior high, swell a five fella. Taking my beats to make your crowd get up. I'm fed up, niggas wanna bring it.
Whatever.
With a grenade, now you flapping like a mermaid, yapping off with your cough and the lips while I'm at the bar, bagging the bartender tips, and I back this chick with a high in the eye, she did the butterfly, rubbing her ass against my button fly, I could already imagine my shit stuck inside, every time I strike, haters be like that fucking guy,
how's that joke, it's hard for you to swallow, it don't take much for us to let the metal holler. Campaign to the killers who be loving the chicas and champagne. Thugs who be wild in the club and Santane. Players who be pimping the hoes with no brains. Front watch a nigga get shot from close range. The most strange, crazy motherfucker won't change. Beat nuts forever, die hard, you want pain? Cause you walking out of here breathing is insane. Flip a beat fast, you leave the club with a heat rash. You got a weak stat, came in the club with a free pass. I ain't even know they made a rollie for your cheap ass. Making me laugh, you was in jail wearing knee pads. Not a beat fast, gotten over your head, it's over your dead. Range Rover, both of your legs, to both of us said. Platinum getting took this year. Cause for real, there ain't nothing but crooks in here, nigga.
How's that joke? It's hard for you to swallow. It don't take much for us to let the metal holler. Let's go to now, go old black and pala. Fuck nigga, only fuck with muchacha mala. Big Jew,
dime lo coño,
how we do?
How we do? Don't call it up, man, they like you.
What you gonna do?
What?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Crazy. We sell that white, sell that brown, call that rice and gravy.
got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor.
Okay.
Red bottoms only for the centerfold.
Yeah.
Big body, I got 10 of those.
Yeah.
With them working, smelling like a general.
Two chains, that's your best answer. Cup filled with pink, I'm supporting breast cancer. I might do that walk for the 5K.
Fight.
I get paid every time I leave my driveway.
We are back at Wrestling X Factor Radio. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello?
Block Talk Radio?
Yes. You on?
Hey, okay. I remember you guys started at like 7:30. I kind of got late, so I'm just now getting called in. What are we talking about today?
Yes, we was talking about just now about Monday Night Raw, how would they be using the Divas division right now with Charlotte and Sasha Banks
yes, that was a memorable night. That's one for the record books right there. I'm actually pretty glad that they did that. It's about time they actually brought up Charlotte and, you know, Sasha Banks too. Becky Lynch, you know, kind of surprised because she's been there for like, she got there a bit early, but still, you know, it's pretty good that she's up there too. Is Hella online?
She was. She stepped out for a while because of technical difficulties.
Oh, I was about to say, it makes her wish you wanted to get back in the ring because she's a referee now. But yeah,
right.
I think it's very good. I'm glad that WWE is doing Bitches and Divas. And I'm actually hoping, even though this may be a far cry, I'm actually hoping that they actually bring in, a lot of people don't know about this, but they actually reactivate the WWE Women's Tag Team titles, or as they probably call it now, the Divas Tag Team titles, because a lot of people don't know this, but back in the day, I'm talking like back in the 80s, they actually had WWE Women's Tag Team titles. As a matter of fact, the first holders of those titles when they were in WWE were Princess Victoria and Velvet McIntyre, who I actually have talked to on numerous occasions. And also, they actually made one appearance, and that was at the first ever Survivor Series. But I'm very glad that Stephanie McMahon did that. The only thing I want to know is, when are they going to give Blue Pants a shot? When are they going to give Leva Bates, you know, the opportunity she deserves? She's over with the crowd. So why is there not a contract being offered? That's my main question right now, you know?
Yeah, I think it's supposed that the Vince that don't Vince continue on, but ones that look good and that are more of model type. That's what I think right there also.
I know that really annoys me, because it's like, why does somebody have to look like a model? And that's the problem with the sport today. Why does somebody have to look like a model in order to be a good wrestler? You know, why can't somebody just be like, you know, like let's see, a Jessica Haver. Because, you know, Jessica Haver, she kind of put on a little size, but she's still beautiful in my opinion. You know, why can't somebody be like a Jessica Haver? Or why can't somebody be like a Mickey Knuckles? You know, where, you know, those women aren't exactly model types, but they could still put on a good match. Why can't somebody be like that and still make a pretty good living? That's
right.
WWE is a really good place to be. You know, I respect them. They're the first organization I started off with. They have a great production team. But the image thing is what gets me. It's like, come on, man. I mean, get over it. You know, you don't have to have six-pack abs or double D breasts to be a champion. You know, I'm just saying.
Right.
But
I think Vince is out of touch with the entire WWE, even with society today, also that he wants these skinny women with, you know, less experience, even with the Bellas also, because of their looks also.
Yeah. But I'll say this. I've heard rumors that, speaking of the Bellas, I've heard rumors that there's going to be a match, or people are pushing for a match with the Bella Twins versus Lita and Trish Stratus. My thing is this. If by some luck Nikki Bella manages to survive this match that they have coming up, I think that's what is going to happen. I think it's going to be like, you know, we've beaten all the divas on the main roster. We've beaten all the NXT divas. Who else wants a shot at us? And that's when, of course, you're going to have, in my opinion, well, I can't even say in my opinion because I'd be disrespecting Moolah and Mae Young and all those that came before. But two of WWE's, you know, and Trish Stratus and Lita stepping up to the plate against them, you know?
Yeah.
I think
that would be good, but Lita has a bad neck. That's what caused her to step down from wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that but Trish Stratus will come back now since she has a family now.
I beg to differ. My thing is this. It's not like if WWE's asking her to come back for full time, just for one match. You know what I mean? It's not you flying out to Brooklyn, New York from Toronto, Canada, might I add, which is not too far by plane, is not going to affect your family life. I'm sure I'm sure that your son will be fine if you left him alone for one night. It will not psychologically scar him.
Right.
She can do it.
But I believe,
if they do it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. But I believe it's going to be a Divas title match at SummerSlam because they want Nikki to hold on to the belt. To break AJ Lee's record of holding it for the longest time.
This is typical Vince McMahon. You don't like this person, so you try to overshadow their accomplishments their accomplishments. Same thing with Brock Lesnar. I bet he feels really stupid right now. He was like, okay, back in 2004, and Brock Lesnar was like, you know what? I want to you know, keep my other options open or explore my other options. Vince decided to get all butthurt and be like, you know what? You want to do me like that? Fine. You're no longer going to be the youngest ever WWE champion. I'll give that honor to Randy Orton. But guess what happened? 3 years later, the guy that Randy Orton beat for the title ends up, you know, pretty much doing a murder homicide, a homicide suicide thing. And now it's like since Vince doesn't want to acknowledge Chris Benoit's existence. He has no choice but to, I guess, you know, I don't know how he's going to play that out. I bet he feels really stupid right now because he's like, damn, I mean, I pushed Randy Orton and I can't even, you know, talk too much about him being the youngest WWE champion, you know.
That was the WCW world title that Randy Orton won that time in 2004.
Okay.
Brock still holds the record of WWE youngest champion.
Okay. Well, I guess that's Vince, you know. But now,
right.
now he's doing it with AJ Lee, you know. He's like, you know, okay, so she screwed me over and she wanted to speak out against me like Punk. Guess what? I'm going to erase her accomplishment. She doesn't get the honor of being the longest reigning Divas champion. I'm going to give that job to Nikki. Well, I will say this.
Right.
Nikki Bella will never be as talented as AJ Lee. I'm sorry. I got to call it like it is. Because
right. My
whole thing is I don't like these model chicks that come in, and because they didn't get that one modeling gig, they fall back on WWE.
Right.
Now when they retire
right. Or
they get a job by WWE, they go to Hollywood. They don't go to TNA. They don't go to Ring of Honor. A lot of them go to Hollywood. I can't respect that. I find that disrespectful. So,
right.
Yeah, that's just my whole thing.
And I think maybe Vince will wake up when he realizes a major company out here is doing very good in the ratings, and is doing closer to numbers of Monday Night Raw. I think that's when he's going to wake up, possibly right there.
Vince needs to there's a lot of things wrong with Vince. Vince has a big ego, and if he doesn't realize that his ego actually hurts the business at times. Look at the Ascension. Look what he did with them. You saw when they first came out, when it wasn't even Connor and Victor. It was Connor and Graham. I forgot what his real name was. Connor, help me out here. Connor and who was the other guy?
I forgot what Graham. Yeah, yeah.
No. This is before Victor joined. The other guy.
Brian was the original. He was actually the original leader of Ascension.
Yeah.
And he.
I was trying to remember what his WWE name was.
Right. And he got fired from fighting a police officer.
Police officer. Right. My thing is this, like. They were good when they came out with the whole underworld, gear. I like that. That was innovative. All of a sudden now, he decides, after Graham leaves, he decides to give him a whole new makeover. He puts in Victor, which in my opinion, Victor's a talented guy, but I don't like Victor in that group. I mean, he doesn't really fit in. Graham is better. You know, and
right.
I give them some kind of it looks like Legion of Doom in leather, and
right. That's
the thing. He's trying to he thinks that's going to be over with the fans, but it's not. It's not going to be over. You know, the only time I saw Vince make a monster of a tag team that was over and not many people noticed was Demolition. Demolition was created because Vince McMahon couldn't sign the Road Warriors at the time, but he decided, you know what? Since I can't sign Animal and Hawk. Right, I'm gonna create my own version of them, and then he created Axe and Smash, and then when Road Warriors came in, that's when Demolition started jobbing to them.
Right.
Yeah.
It backfired though in Vince's face that Demolition was actually over.
Okay. Yeah, they were pretty much over. You know. I'm still waiting to see Vince actually have them back on. In all honesty, I'm surprised that when they were shooting on Demolition and Legion of Doom, when Ascension was talking all that smack about Demolition and Legion of Doom, I'm surprised he did not call Axe and Smash. And last time I checked, you know, I think they actually were on good terms.
Right.
So I'm like, why didn't he bring them out? I mean, Axe, both of them still wrestle. I went to my first PWS show. They wrestled against the Powers of Pain, so that's my thing.
Right.
I mean,
and they both belong in the Hall of Fame and have a Legends deal also.
Yes. So I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say about this, but like I said, I like the way NXT is being run pretty good. You know. Especially with the Divas, is going pretty good as well. I saw that match with Charlotte and Sasha Banks was pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's all positive. There's a lot of positive stuff coming from NXT, you know?
Right.
As for the independent, well, not even independent, because, you know, as for the TNA front, in my opinion, TNA is not doing too bad. In my eyes, compared to how they were 2 years ago, they're going pretty decent. They're actually watchable right now, you know.
Right.
Just that they got to work on paying their workers on time, stop spending money getting new belts, you know. Work on pay your workers. That's what you got to pay. Don't worry about no fancy belts. The belts are okay, you know. WWE had the spear belt for like what, damn near 10 years, you know. Your belts are good. You don't need to change them every 6 months.
You know, right.
That's what they have to realize. But in all honesty, though, from what I'm seeing with them and GFW is that I think that things are going to go good. On paper, it looks really good. How it plays
right out
in actuality, I want to see how it's going to be. Because GFW, a lot of people don't know this, but they have affiliation with pretty much promotions all over the world, like not just Japan and Mexico, but South Africa. So we're going to be seeing a lot of wrestlers all over the world, you know, on something of a big stage, you know.
Right.
So I'm hoping that GFW and TNA, but
they both just got to get a TV deal.
Which, and being that it's Jeff Jarrett, that shouldn't be that hard, because I mean, come on, look how many promotions get TV deals these days. I mean, look at PWS. PWS, believe it or not, has TV deals all along the Northeast, and they even have some as far as out of Minnesota. They have viewers out of Minnesota, a TV deal there.
Right. Yeah, but they pay for TV. Those companies pay for TV time also.
Wow. Well, I guess Anarchy Wrestling down in Georgia must be very rich, because I checked their listings, and those guys are
right all
over the place. They're even over here in California, believe it or not. So
right.
I thought they were just like stuck to the Georgia area. When I saw they're actually in Florida, and all these other places, I'm like, wow. I mean, damn, they must be doing really good, you know?
Yeah, they got I think they must have got a syndication deal.
Yeah, that's I'm very glad for that too. But yeah, all in all, I like the way wrestling is going. My biggest mystery right now is who's going to be the new buyer for Ohio Valley Wrestling. I mean, I know you probably saw that, but Danny Davis is actually selling it. He decided he's going to actually go and be a family man. So I want to know like who's going to be the next guy to step into the plate. And I really truly hope that they don't close down, because I mean, the guys that are coming up now, the guys like Leon Shelley, you know, there's a guy called Mitchell Huff, or I think he goes by Mitch Huff. He's in OVW. He has, his superkick is as close as to Shawn Michaels' own superkick. There's Adam Wilde, who's a high flyer. You know, he's definitely going to go far. There's just so many people out there that I really hope they don't close down right now.
And I did see the spoilers online for OVW. Their new owner is I forgot his name, but the guy that looked like Kevin Nash and talked like him.
Hey, is it Dean Hill?
Yeah, Dean Hill.
That was Dean Hill. Yeah. Wow,
yep.
that's cool. I really truly wish him the best. I watch him every week. So I'm pretty much up to date with what goes on there, and I really hope that, you know, I'm actually glad. I really hope that they keep the television deal going and so on, because, like I said, more and more promotions need to start coming out of the woodwork and just start putting their stuff online, because it gives viewers more of a choice. You can't watch WWE every day. You can't watch TNA every day. Me, sometimes I get sick of watching WWE. I'm like, you know what? I want to see something else, you know?
Right. And I think Ring of Honor, they could be, they're going to be even bigger, even more. They can negotiate with Spike TV at the end of next year when they're deal with Destination America is over. They can, because they was talking to him before Spike TV earlier this year, and you never know, they might be on Spike TV by next year.
That's good. That's good. And given that they actually take up, they don't take up as much time as TNA. They take up, like, you know, just like 1 hour. It shouldn't be that bad,
right,
with Spike. You know, I mean, 1 hour, I mean, and I think it'll work out for them, though. But I gotta give Ring of Honor props, though, because, and this is why I tell people, do not, especially black people, do not insult the indies. Look who's champion now, Jay Lethal. And not only is Jay Lethal the first black Ring of Honor heavyweight champion, he's also the first champion, Ring of Honor heavyweight champion, to actually hold both the main title and the TV title.
Right.
And I'm very glad at the progress he's made, because if you look at Jay Lethal's career, he was part of what, this rave group called, I think, Special K, and then he actually left. He actually ended up going to, like, you know, TNA, to being like a new guy, new fresh faced guy, to being what, Black Machismo. Then he went to Lethal Consequences, and now he's pretty much doing the damn thing, holding his own as the world heavyweight champion, Ring of Honor.
Right.
So I mean, there's stuff like that makes me glad that the indies are actually around. You know, stuff, seeing like, and it just amazes me how he went from being like a goofball character to being this serious guy to, like, you know, take seriously. You know, so I'm very happy. I'm very glad at Ring of Honor. It just sucks that right now WWE is like, has him on the shit list, because they advertised a Kevin Steen figure, and now they're like, okay, you know what? From now on, nobody from Ring of Honor is gonna be signed to WWE. You know.
Yeah.
So I mean,
even with Destination America, also when they got to deal with Destination America, Vince was upset about that too.
Yeah.
Vince is a hypocrite, though, but he wasn't doing it when the AWA was around. He let them come in that company, AWA and WCW guys.
Yeah, well, things are different back then. I think, you see, the thing with Vince was this. Back in those days, WWE wasn't as big. So Vince had to, like, you know, bite the bullet and work with other people. Now he actually beat Ted. And the thing is, what really made his ego get big was when he beat Ted Turner and took over his company. Then not only that, too, he also bought ECW as well, too. So pretty much he was saying, ha-ha, I'm the biggest of the big three. I'm the ultimate wrestling guy. I mean, my company was one of the big three, and it pretty much ate the other two, and I was the only one. To me, that's what's going through Vince's mind. That's why he's acting like that now. Back in the day,
he
didn't have a problem with ECW guys being on his show. You know,
right.
I mean, but and that was because he wasn't as big. He didn't, I mean, come on, do you know how many times you obviously read in the magazines too, you'd hear, oh, The Rock and somebody else did an independent booking for some other company, or some WWE wrestler made an appearance in some other promotions. Shoot, I've read about Jerry Lawler making appearances, and what was it, the Nation of Domination, making appearances in USWA. So, I mean, back in those days, Vince wasn't as big, so he had to bite the bullet. But now that he's big, he's like, you know what, I'm an entity by myself. You know, I don't need you guys.
Right, and, but I really, what really happened to the WCW one was with Time Warner merging with AOL, with American AOL, and AOL guys that want nothing to do with wrestling or baseball or basketball, Atlanta Braves or the Atlanta Hawks or WCW. So that was a horrible. To this day, Ted Turner was saying that was the worst mistake he ever made right there, because he couldn't protect his ownerships for all the sports companies.
Yeah.
And what happened was they, Bischoff Group Future Media, they was close of get of of buying WCW, but when the new guys came in, AOL, they decided to cancel it. So they failed to get a deal with them, and that's how they just said, hey, let's sell it for Vince for cheap, for a few million.
Yeah. But in all honesty, though, even with Eric Bischoff running WCW, I think it would have been crappy because, I mean, let's be honest. After 1999, WCW started to go downhill. So it would have taken,
right,
like, a really good miracle for them to turn that, for them to turn WCW around. A really big miracle, you know.
I would have said if they would have had a if WCW was still afloat on Ted, I think Ted Turner would bring in Paul Heyman to turn it around.
Yeah, Paul Heyman. You know, it wasn't until like now. And the funny thing is, I remember seeing Paul Heyman as Paulie Dangerously. And I didn't know the kind of how good that guy was on the mic. I just saw him as a loud. But then I was 9 years old when I started really watching WCW. So all I saw was Paulie Dangerously managing Dangerous Alliance, and this guy was like an obnoxious. I just saw him as an obnoxious asshole. But looking back, that guy was gold on the mic. I'll tell you that he was gold on the mic. And I don't know what happened with him and WCW to make them part ways in 92 and 93, but he was one that they should have kept and rode with, like, in the long run. Because I think if he had stayed through, like, the 90s, he would have been something big. He
right.
would have been something big.
Yeah, he wanted to run his own company. I think that's why he left the team up was to do business with Todd Gordon when ECW was Eastern Championship Wrestling.
Yeah. I mean, to me, WCW, they kind of dropped the ball with a lot of people. Who was the other guy that came to mind? Stunning Steve Austin. Well, he's now Stone Cold. I remember when I was a young guy. I was a young kid. I was like 11. And I was like, you know what? This guy is going to go far. If they roll with him, he's going to go far. Next thing you know, I see, bam. He's gone. No more Stunning Steve
right.
Austin. I'm like, what the hell happened? And now he's like Stone Cold. He's a legend and everything. So I'm like, they really messed up with that guy. And then you had guys like, I saw guys like Chris Jericho, you know, Eddie Guerrero, Dean. And you want to know the thing about them, too, was that they weren't willing to put over the younger guys. If you look at it back in like the late 90s, you have a 46-year-old Hulk Hogan still holding titles. 46-year-old Hulk
right.
Hogan, 47-year-old Randy Savage. Freaking 40-year-old Kevin Nash and all these other guys still holding titles. Now, I always say this. After a certain age, you shouldn't be in the spotlight too long. I'm sorry.
Right.
No offense to all those people that are actually wrestling and still, you know, in their 40s. But after a certain age or after 40, you shouldn't be looking to be that it guy, you know, in the rest, in like, you know, the big promotions. You know, on one hand, you have 40, like Hulk Hogan and Macho Man, both guys in their mid to late 40s. And then in WWE, you have like guys like The Rock. You know, he's 27. He's young. He's fresh. You have guys like Mick Foley. Mick Foley was, what, 34, 33 back in those days. These guys that are like, you know, in the early 30s, late 20s, you know, holding their own. And comparing to WWE, it's like, and not to say WWE didn't have good guys. They had like guys like Jericho and Rey Mysterio. But they never gave those guys the ball to run with.
Right. And I think the reason they gave Booker T the belt because of the lawsuit between discrimination between blacks, Latinos, and Asians that time.
Yeah. It was Sonny Ono that actually brought up that lawsuit. But
right.
Even Sonny Ono can't even, he couldn't even say that WWE's racist because they had Ron Simmons as a black champion.
Right.
So, but I guess, you know, it's better to just, you know, have a second one. And Booker T was really deserving of it, too. So, yeah, you know, I guess they decided it was better to have a second one just to prove a point, you know. But I look back at them, I'm like, damn, WWE messed up. I mean, Scott Steiner should have been holding that belt ever since the mid-90s. Rick Steiner, and believe it or not, I don't feel what anybody says. Rick Steiner was another one that should have held that title to. I think Rick Steiner would have been a good WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He may not have been the best on the mic, but talent-wise, he could have gone in that ring.
Right. And I think it was Eric Bischoff that was too much of a Hulk Hogan mark and wanted to push the older guys more.
That was just ridiculous. I remember Diamond Dallas Page. I mean, it was great seeing him as a champ, but he was like 40-something years old. But yet you can't
right.
push Raven, who was pretty much great, phenomenal in the ring. You can't give him a title. You can't give him a title reign, you know. So I'm like, what the hell is going on? You know,
Lex Luger, another guy also.
Yeah, Lex Luger was another
at
one. 40, he was like
42
40
at the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I still holding the title. I'm like, come on, man. Like, let these guys go. Let one of the young guys, you know, do the thing. You got guys like Buff Bagwell, been in there for like how long? And you still didn't give him a singles title. 7 years or 8 years, and he's been holding what, the tag team titles. I mean, come on, you know.
Right, and
but,
you had Ric Flair. He was 50 at the time.
Yeah, oh yes, that was the most ridiculous. In 2000, I saw Ric Flair win the title. A 51-year-old Ric Flair winning the world title. That is ridiculous. No offense to Ric Flair, but. Yeah, and that's why I tell the guy with WWE what they do now is they tell their guys, I mean, like, look, you're getting up there in age, man. It's time for us to get somebody else to, you know, do the thing. You know, that's why you see with John Cena. John Cena is, what, 38? And people
yeah.
The thing that gets me, people think John Cena is, like, you know, this guy that holds down the rest of the talent. No, Cena doesn't hold down the talent. Trust me. The only person who I've heard was actually whining backstage was Triple H.
Right.
He was the one that played politics well. But John Cena, I don't see John Cena behaving any way. John Cena's content. He's doing his U.S. title thing, and that's it. You know, they're grooming Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose and the rest of them to lead the new generation of WWE fans. So that's one thing I like with WWE.
And they keep watering down Vince McMahon also. Vince McMahon keep watering down the guys like Roman Reigns. First he had momentum, then he bring him down a notch to get away from the title scene.
Well, the thing with Roman Reigns, what I think may have happened, do you remember back at like WrestleMania weekend? When Roman
right.
Reigns was actually, when his, I think it was his dad, it was his cousin or whatever, Rikishi, was getting put into the Hall of Fame. And apparently what
right.
happened was that Rikishi, the Samoa family was invited, but Samu wasn't invited. Samu wasn't invited. And Samu is Afa's son. You know, Afa used to manage Rikishi and Samu when they were the head shrinkers. And they decided, apparently they didn't invite Samu, so that's what kind of upset them. They complained about it, and then all of a sudden, when Roman Reigns didn't get the title, they also, like, complained about it. I heard at one point they even encouraged Roman Reigns to actually leave the WWE, you know. So I think Vince, that may have been like, oh, so your family wants to come and give problems? Okay, we're going to bring you down and actually see what they're going to do. You know, that's what I think it is. Because you know, there will be a lot of times when you misbehave or you don't act right, they tend to, like, you know, do some nonsense and so on. But, yeah.
Right. And they want Roman Reigns to be John Cena.
Yeah, but
in his but
Roman Reigns, to me, like, he's gonna get the title soon eventually. I mean, there's no keeping that guy down. He's gonna get it. You know, Dean Ambrose is the one I'm not too sure, but I'd like to see him get it, but I don't know what they're doing with him. it'd be good to see him hold the title one of these days.
Right.
You know? But I know one thing, if it gets to that case where, like, everybody holds that, like, all members of the Shield hold that title, it'll be interesting to see, like, you know, what'll happen when they come back together as a unit after they all have title reigns. Hello?
Yeah. That, I think that's be interesting right there. And I still wondering what they do an angle of the Shield coming back, possibly at Battleground. As it, could they be the surprise to help them keep the belt? Seth Rollins.
Who are they gonna get?
No, I was just saying. This is my opinion that it'll be something that if the Shield reunites at Battleground to help Seth Rollins keep the belt from Brock Lesnar.
That would be something. You know what? You know what? What would be kind of crazy if they had the Undertaker come back? Because you got to remember, Brock Lesnar's Undertaker's first loss at WrestleMania. And then he mentioned something about Undertaker's little brother giving orders. So
right.
He might be like, you want to disrespect me, disrespect my family, I'm going to come to your battleground, you're going down. You know, that may be it. They could do it that way.
Or another thing, Paul, could it be Paul Heyman turn on Lesnar since he haven't turned on him since the Big Show yet?
That could be it.
Yeah, I see a screw job that he want to probably take out the referee probably.
I mean, didn't Paul Heyman once applaud like Seth Rollins or something like that at one point? I think
right.
He may have. That'd be pretty good too.
Right.
But I think Battleground is going to be a pretty good pay per view. I mean, from top to bottom, it's looking pretty good.
Right.
I'm looking forward to Best in the World as well.
Yeah, that's going to definitely be a good one.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I want to see how Dalton Castle and Silas Young play out. That's going to be funny.
Right. And he just mocked me so much of an old school heel, Silas Young.
He reminds you of what?
He just mocked me so much of an old school heel like Stan Hansen or...
Actually, he reminds me, and this is a dream match of mine, he reminds me of Magnum T.A., but just with the heel persona. That's who he reminds me of. With the whole mustache and everything, that's what he reminds me of.
Right. And Dalton Castle reminds me of kind of a throwback Liberace Adrian Street.
Oh, yeah. Actually, those two guys that are with him are twins, you know.
Yeah, the Tate twins.
Yeah, Brandon and Brent. Great guys.
Right.
I actually talk to them on Facebook or Snapchat every now and then. Those guys, let me tell you something. See the Tate twins, Brandon and Brent? They're going to go very far. Very far. I've seen the credentials. I mean, not only these guys work out at the gym a lot, and not only that too, it's like they've wrestled at two popular schools. TNA's Team 3D's Wrestling Academy, and they also trained at OVW.
Right.
So I mean,
and they was at the house shows for Global Force Wrestling also.
Oh yeah. And they also were on WWE's Rosebud at one point. So it's only a matter of time until, you know, they get up there and, you know, start doing their thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're planning to sneeze right now, Ring of Honor, them to be in a tag team division.
Yeah. And that'd be good, too. The tag team division's the tag team division is pretty good right now. I mean, you got, like, you know, of course you got the Addiction. Then you got, you know, I assume War Machine is still around. You got War Machine.
Right.
You got, you know, the Kingdom. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, then of course you got Red Dragon. Although, I'm kind of wondering, are Adam Cole and this guy going to come back together? Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. Did you see that last match? Not yesterday's one, but the one where he and Kyle O'Reilly fought. It was the Kingdom versus Red Dragon and I think Michael Elgin. And the Kingdom was like, no, don't shake Kyle O'Reilly's hand. Then he ended up shaking his hand.
Right.
So I think they're actually going to lead towards, you know, them becoming like, you know, possibly like a tag team or alliance or something.
Yeah, that's what I heard, that Adam Cole is going to leave and become a face again. Real soon.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah, I think that was on the tape, on the tapings in New York.
Yeah. And then we got Moose. Apparently Moose is, he's been on a losing streak now. He lost to Cedric Alexander, and then he lost the Triple Threat match. So I guess he's losing his momentum or something. I'm just sorry he didn't team with WWE. That would have been awesome. Him and UHA Nation teaming up,
right.
And that would have been an awesome tag team.
Yeah, they actually good friends. Yeah, he was close to signing the WWE deal, but the only thing Ring of Honor offered him more than WWE because they wanted him to be part of the Tough Enough thing.
Yeah.
And then he realized that it was he didn't want to take the Tough Enough thing. He'd rather sign the WWE deal.
Yeah. That's something. That's a tough, you know. I'm really hoping that Patrick wins, and I'm really hoping that, if not Chelsea, for some reason, I'm hoping that Sarah Lee wins. But from what I recently read,
you don't think Chelsea Green is also in the competition now, and she was also she trained by Landstorm, and she was on Monday Night Raw, I think, last year, knowing about the supposed to have been like a Daniel Bryan affair thing.
Yeah.
And that was her that time being a ripoff of Claire Lynch from TNA.
Okay. But
she has more of the experience. Oh, you said Sarah Lee.
Yeah, but I heard that Chelsea Green is actually She actually suffered a leg injury recently, like an ankle injury.
Right.
So I don't know where they're going with that. Like, she suffered an ankle injury, so I don't know if she's going to still be in the competition or what. But she's she definitely got I know what can happen with her. But if, like I said, if not her,
right.
I definitely wouldn't mind Sarah Lee winning. And I actually read that apparently they're actually propping. They're actually putting it as to where Sarah Lee wins. And for guys, I really hope Patrick wins. I don't want nobody else to win that but Patrick. I don't care if it matters.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned with Tanner, Tanner is going to be the second coming of Daniel Tito from Tough Enough the fourth season. That's what I see Tanner as. He's going to go there, run his mouth, and they're going to let him go because he's probably going to have an attitude problem that stage. You know?
Right.
Who else?
Patrick.
The Yeti guy. Good.
Yeah. He's another one they brought in, with no experience, and Vince brought him in because his size.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to be over. Yeah, size is nice, don't get me wrong, but the thing is, though, it's not going to make sense if you're just going there and just, you know, getting all ridiculous in the ring and so on. You know, it's not going to make sense. Then you got, you know, okay, you got Mata, you got Tanner, you got the Yeti guy. Who else is there? Well, in all honesty, it's not Tatcha Cross. This is going to sound funny. I wouldn't mind seeing ZZ win. I would not mind seeing him win that competition. I know, but go ahead.
Right. But the only thing is, let's hope that Tatcha Clark wins from the guys. If it's any of the girls, they're gonna get it real bad in that locker room in NXT, because they're gonna be making way more money than all the indie guys that's bust their ass on that's in NXT now that making less like $45,000 to $50,000 a year compared to $250,000.
Yeah.
They're gonna be bullying them real bad in the locker room.
Oh yeah.
They did it before with Andy Levine.
Wait, was that for $250,000 too, or toughing up?
Yeah, it was. I think it was something like that. Still.
Wow. I did not even know that.
Yep. Right.
But that's something, though. But, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I just hope Tanner doesn't get up, because, like I said, I have a feeling Tanner's not going to last too long if he wins that whole competition.
Right.
You know, that's just my whole thing. Patrick, and the thing that really pisses me off with Tough Enough is this. I'm not trying to knock the whole show, but the thing that pisses me off is everybody's like, oh, I was a Tough Enough. You know what? Ever since I was a little kid, I've always wanted to be a WWE wrestler and this and that. I actually have a passion to be a wrestler. Okay, so where was your passion before Tough Enough? Why didn't you take your passion? Why didn't you go with that passion and go with the motivation you have and check out your local area and find a wrestling school? I'm in San Diego, California. Within a month, I already know what wrestling school is here, Santino Brothers. I lived in Brooklyn, okay? If you're from Brooklyn, you go to Johnny Rod or you go to PWS. You know, same thing if you're in Texas. If you're in Houston, you go to Booker T School. Or you go to, like, if you're in San Antonio, I don't know if the school is still running, but the Texas Wrestling Academy, which I guess is run by Rudy Boy Gonzalez. You Google your area and you look at which wrestling schools are there. You can't tell me that, oh, you had a passion, but all of a sudden, you know, before Tough Enough, you can't tell me you had a passion, you know, but yet you didn't bother to go and look for a wrestling school or so on. No, if you had a passion, you'd have done that. A person that wants to be a singer, they don't wait until there's an open casting call for a singer, no. They find a vocal coach, and they go to open night. They look for local gigs requesting singers. You know, that's why you see I don't have respect for most of these people in the competition. That's why I don't care for most of them. Now, mind you, some of these people that I've actually checked the audition tapes, some of them have actually had, you know, they've actually had wrestling experience. I've seen some of them. Some of them I've actually taken pictures with, like the Neon Ninja. I saw his own. You know, Michael Hayes. I was surprised to see Michael Hayes on there. I'm glad he made it to, like, the group that actually went to Orlando. Michael Hayes, which was in OVW, the one-legged guy. You know. But a lot of these guys are like, oh, I have a passion. No, you don't have a passion. You're an opportunist. You have an opportunity. You're an opportunist. You know, you saw the casting for WWE, and all of a sudden you decided you're going to jump at it. Now, mind you, I don't understand if you lived in an area where there's no wrestling school. That's an excuse. I'll accept that. But don't tell me you live in New York and Pennsylvania. You can't find a wrestling school. That's BS.
Right. And Patrick Clark came from Maryland. He went to the
MCW,
the Maryland Training Center. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember him teaming with Lee Green. I've never seen them live, but I've seen pictures of them, him and Lee Green.
Yeah, I went to them live and also actually talked to him, and you know, he said that he's ready to do an interview as soon as possible on Wrestling X Factor. So I went right ahead and, you know, gave it to him. You know, he was open about the business and everything.
What about Lee Green?
Ally Green.
Ally Green.
Yes, he definitely passionate also. He was on Ring of Honor television also.
Oh, he was? Wow, I got to look that up.
That time was Hanson, and he was helping what's the guy that's now I forgot his name. Yeah, he had the world title, and they took it away from him because he didn't have because his Canadian
Michael Elgin?
Yeah, he actually helped them to make a distraction. He had played as his cameraman, but he attacked Hanson, and Hanson drove him off of him, and he went to a table.
Okay.
He was also at the Ring of Honor Dojo a couple months ago also.
Yeah. You see, people like that should be on Tough Enough. Shoot. You know something? This is gonna sound even funny. I wouldn't mind seeing Cheeseburger on there. You remember Cheeseburger. I wouldn't mind seeing him on there. That's a guy that has heart. All these other guys are opportunists, man.
Models and bodybuilders.
And that's the kind of thing that kills the business. You know, that's why you see I can't really, like, you see Renee Michelle, yes, Renee Michelle models. You know, Mandy Leon models, but guess what? Those women are actually people that have honed their craft on the indie circuit. You know, they know what it is to drive from town to town, you know, especially Renee. She knows what it is to drive from town to town, you know, to wrestle for independent companies and so on. You know, nobody can't tell her that, oh, you're just a pretty face that, you know, made it. No, she earned her right. The Tate Twins, two guys, they have six packs. These guys work out a lot. You see them, you may think they're bodybuilders, but they've actually honed their craft. They've actually had people tell them, you know something? They actually had somebody tell them one day, or people tell them, they're too small, they'll never make it. I've seen these guys on their Snapchat actually drive from Tennessee, where they're actually based, to places like, you know, Texas, you know, New York, Toronto, Canada. Drive, not even to say, okay, you know, they got a plane ticket. No, they're driving to these places. So when people like that make it, I'm very happy for them.
Right. In which they have Kalisco on their roster, Samurai Del Sol. He's the smallest guy on their roster.
Yeah, he's another one too. Great wrestler. Definitely on this crash. Because he did his thing. He went to wrestling school, trained, and then he set out to do indie shows and so on.
And I thought they was going to give him a Rey Mysterio push.
As for Lucha Underground, I'm actually looking forward to Ultima Lucha. I watch that every week as well. Ultima Lucha is looking really good. And the one tag team I'm hoping reforms is the tag team of Jack Evans and Angelico. I'm hoping that tag team reforms. Because I saw a AAA match with them one time, and they were very, like, impressive.
Right. And that's a very good program that has all the talent is over. They not complete jokes like you see on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people, like, you have a bit of everything. You have women wrestling men. You have, like, you have women, you have females, you have the big guys, you have the small guys. When I mean small guys, I mean, you have, you saw the midget wrestler that was on there, too. He, you know, he's small, but he can go, you know. You have, like, you know, you have a bit of everything, and that's why I like it.
Okay.
Hold on one moment.
Number six. Medium.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Lucha Underground is a pretty good. It's a pretty good show. I definitely enjoy it. I highly recommend people to watch it because now that's it. It's bringing like the Mexican wrestlers to you know, the United States. And oh, also another thing, you probably heard about this, but the Mexican government actually issued, I think, some kind of like some kind of rule where they actually provide insurance for the workers. But that's a pretty good thing. I'm very glad for that. You know.
Right.
Right. And I only hope
and
that.
And that's specific. They put that first as the number one sport in Mexico.
Yeah.
Lucha.
And considering the kind of wrestling that they do, considering the kind of wrestling that they do, yeah, I mean, they definitely deserve it. So, I mean, you know, they've definitely earned it. I only hope America could do it too, but it could be kind of difficult because we have so many promotions and so many people that wrestle on the indies. It's like, you know, it's going to be kind of hard to do that.
Right.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes. What you think of New Japan also is on the Friday also also has a TV deal also. But they just need to be on the HD Net that Ring of Honor, formerly HD Net channel that Ring of Honor used to be on.
Yeah.
But they just need to be in more homes.
Okay. Wow, that's something new.
Right. Definitely, they do have a lot of talent out there. Hiroshi Tanahashi, Suzushi Nakamura. They definitely put up. It's like they're a huge drawing card every time they come to the United States.
Yeah. New Japan, the Japanese pro wrestling. I actually got to thank GFW because I always said, you know, if I could understand what they're saying, I would definitely watch it. But when I watched like the first event for this year, which GFW hosted, I was hooked. I was like, yes, this is awesome. But then I was like, damn. When the next one came up, I was like, that's not going to be hosted by GFW. There's not going to be any English subtitles or any, you know, Jim Ross commenting. But then I was like, you know what? This is going to test me as a true wrestling fan. So there was a event called Dontaku or Dontaki. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but they had that,
mm-hmm.
And I watched it with no English commentary, and I enjoyed it. Definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, they definitely put on 4 to 5 star matches over there on all of their shows. And they also tells a story also in the ring also.
Yeah. Also, another thing that they need I'm gonna say this. WWE dropped the ball with Kenny King. Not Kenny King. Kenny Omega.
Right.
That guy should have been signed and pushed like a motherfucker. The way he comes out, they call him the cleaner in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And that guy is just so down. I'm telling you, oh geez. You see if I had the mind of Vince, or if I was running WWE, New Japan would hate me, because the three people I would take would be Kenny Omega, this guy, even though he's a bit old, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Kazuchika Okada, the Rainmaker.
Hmm.
I would definitely. Did you see that match with him and AJ Styles? The finish. Okada's the IWGP Heavyweight Champion. That finish was great. You don't get finishes like that, you know, every day in a match. And the way they pulled it off was pretty good. How was that? But, yeah, anyway, it was nice talking on the show. I wish you guys all the best. I got to run.
Thanks, man. All right.
No problem.
You have a good night. All right.
All right.
All right. Yes, we are back here with Wrestling at Factor Radio. And if you want to look up this archive, it's at Stitcher.com or at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio.com or Wrestling X Factor Radio fan page also. This is Wayne Enites signing off. Later.